Moncrief on News Talk.
Controversy is still raging in Germany over a Christmas Eve mass broadcast from St. Mary's Church in Stuttgart. Rather than the usual crib on the altar, they used an actor, an adult, covered in sticky rice paper to depict the newly born child. The complaints then started flooding in over the so-called slime Jesus. Deborah Cole is Berlin correspondent for The Guardian. Afternoon, Deborah.
Hello, Sean. Nice to speak with you.
Does ARD always broadcast a Christmas Day mass?
It does, yeah. I mean, I'm American, as you might be able to hear, and so I'm more used to the separation between church and state, at least in theory. Here in Germany, things are a little more blurred, and so public broadcasters do indeed broadcast religious services, including Christmas Eve Mass.
And this one from St. Mary's in Stuttgart, I'm wondering, you know, has it always been somewhat innovative in the way they present things?
Not at all. I've lived in Germany for quite a long time, and this Christmas Mass had never been on my radar screen at all. The priest who ran things on the 24th of December has been employed by SWR, the local broadcaster, for since 2013. Coming up on 13 years, and had never really come to public attention until now.
Okay, so describe for us as best you can, what was it that viewers saw that outraged at least some of them?
Right. So you can picture the altar in this 19th century church, everything very traditional, lots of, you know, sort of straw representing the manger. But instead of maybe a ceramic or these days, you know, a plastic Christ child, what you had was a live adult woman wrapped in sticky rice paper, only breathing through a straw, and sort of curled up in the fetal position, meant to represent the newborn Christ child. And while this figure, this performance artist representing the Christ child, is sort of gently writhing in the straw, the priest is delivering his homily.
Okay, and I suppose he's trying to describe why you're seeing what you're seeing.
Exactly. So, you know, he does try to bridge. He does seem to recognize that there's going to be a gap that needs to be bridged. And so his explanation is that, you know, this is God become human. And while the, you know, conception may have been immaculate, birth is not. And this becoming human is a messy thing that entails vulnerability. And, you know, there are things about it that are quite shocking when you really look at them. So by depicting this, he was, it seems, trying to convey this idea of Christ's humanity being a very messy thing, as being a human being is these days.
Yeah. Okay. So our newborn babies are slimy. That's you know, incontrovertibly true. Did they have a person acting as Mary or as Jesus, or was it just this one slimy Jesus by itself?
That's an excellent question. No, Mary is, at least according to all the images that I've seen, and I've seen the video as well. Yeah, Mary is nowhere to be seen. You do see, if you've watched the video, which is available online, you do see a female figure, but she is part of, I think she's sort of a lay woman in who's taking part in the religious ceremony. And so she makes the point, bringing the female perspective, that, you know, birth is indeed a very, very messy thing. And so this rice paper is meant to convey, you know, the vernix covering a newborn infant.
Yeah. Did it look like that, or did it look like, because from still pictures I've looked at, it looks like something out of one of the Alien movies.
Well, exactly. I mean, many people describe the figure, you know, to sort of an alien or a monster, or, you know, even sort of a pink, you know, pork dumpling, really. I mean, because you have her pink, you know, naked skin, and then this rice paper. So, you know, that's where mine kind of went first. But, I mean, also just in terms of the scale, you know, you have two adults adult figures, a man and a woman standing there, both representing, you know, who are the clergy. They're not, you know, representing Mary and Joseph or anything. Sort of standing over this figure, but she is sort of, you know, she's an adult woman, so she's sort of the same size that they are, except that she happens to be, you know, horizontal and in the fetal position and lying on the straw.
Yeah. Now, the criticism of it, is this story largely a case of some media outlets criticizing other media outlets?
Well, you know, it's the year of our Lord, 2026. And so this, like everything else, is a political cudgel and has been used, you know, by the concerned sides to make a larger political point. So here in Germany, the far-right AfD party, and even, you know, parts of the more mainstream conservative CDU, which is in power down there in Baden-Württemberg, where Stuttgart is, have said, you know, this is one more example of artistic freedom run amok, of, you know, a disrespect of religious institutions and people's faith, but above all, this is your license fees, which go to finance public broadcasting, being used and abused for something that's beyond the pale. And so there were something like 1,400 emails that went into this, you know, regional broadcaster in the weeks since Christmas Eve, making more or less this point. Not all of them were critical, but it seems that most were. And so on social media, there was some, you know, kind of the typical outrage, and then, you know, of course, the mockery and the memes then began, and you know, it was just sort of one more of these outrage spectacles that we see so often of these days.
And is that criticism part of a larger picture in the sense of, should public service broadcasters be getting taxpayers' money at all?
Yeah, I mean, the AfD, this far right party, has, you know, made it part of its program to abolish the license fees entirely, saying that nothing that they do is of value, and, you know, that they're everything from woke to politically far to the left, not representing the views of sort of quote unquote average Germans, certainly not their base. And that the whole thing, you know, should basically be abolished. At least, you know, the license fees that keep it alive. And so in many ways, this was kind of an own goal, because I think while there was a small minority who did see a certain beauty in this depiction and of vulnerability of the Christ child, the vast majority seem to at least, you know, find it alienating, if not downright offensive.
And the poor church that staged all this, were they quick to address these criticisms, or did they kind of bide their time for a while?
I mean, so the priests, you know, even, you know, during the mass, tried to sort of make the case for this artistic installation, and did in interviews after the fact also kind of lay out, you know, the answer to, you know, what were you thinking? But the diocese took 3 weeks to respond. And, you know, granted, it's a busy time for a Catholic diocese, end of December. But, you know, it really was seen as, if you're going to respond to this, then, you know, probably would be better to do it a little bit, you know, in a more timely fashion, because it was a big news story already, even before New Year's.
Yeah. And so did they apologize when they eventually responded?
I mean, they didn't specifically apologize. It was more along the lines of, you know, we regret if feelings were hurt, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. However, what they did say was that, you know, we will make sure that this doesn't happen again next year. You know, we will have better sort of, you know, coordination in place to put our heads together and think about, you know, what is the best way to you know, arrange the manger scene for next year's Christmas broadcast.
And was it also the case that they had actually cut the mass short for television?
Oh yeah, they had. I mean, so I don't think in terms of the length necessarily, but what I wrote in the piece, and I think what you're referring to, is that they cut a few corners in terms of the liturgy. And so, you know, there are most people, anyone who's been to a Christmas Eve mass, you know, there are just sort of certain marks that you hit in the course of it. And because this was for television, they did slightly alter the liturgy, and that also seemed to be another thing that got people up in arms. You know, when people watch a broadcast of Christmas Eve Mass, or if they attend it, there are certain things that they hunger for, you know, that they expect, that, you know, are part of tradition. And so if you're going to sort of, you know, mess around with any Mass of the year, doing it on Christmas, you know, is going to put you on thin ice. And so, yeah, they've pledged that they're not going to do that next year.
Deborah Cole is Berlin correspondent for The Guardian. Deborah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.